You don't need a lot of empiricism to figure this out. A simple thought experiment suffices. The fund management industry claims that some people are extremely skilled, since year after year they have outperformed the market. They will identify these geniuses and convince you of their abilities. My approach has been to manufacture cohorts of purely random investors and, by simple computer simulation, show how it would be impossible to not have these geniuses produced just by luck. Every year you fire the losers, leaving only the winners, and thus end up with long-term steady winners. Since you do not observe the cemetery of failed investors, you'll think that it is a good business, and that some operators are considerably better than others. Of course, an explanation will be readily provided for the success of the lucky survivors. He eats tofu. She works late. Just the other day, I called her office at 8 p.m. Or, of course, she's naturally lazy. People with that type of laziness can see things clearly. By the mechanism of retrospective determinism, we'll find the cause. Actually, we need to see the cause. I call these simulations of hypothetical cohorts, often done by computer, an engine of computational epistemology. Your thought experiments can be run on a computer. You just simulate an alternative world, plain random, and verify that it looks similar to the one in which we live. Not getting lucky billionaires in these experiments would be the exception. Doctors are rightfully and vigorously skeptical of anecdotal results, and require that studies of drug efficacy probe into the cemetery of silent evidence. However, the same doctors fall for the bias elsewhere. Where? In their personal lives, or in their investment activities. At the cost of being repetitive, I have to once again state my amazement at the aspect of human nature that allows us to mix the most rigorous skepticism and the most acute gullibility. Recall the earlier distinction between mediocristan and extremistan? I said that taking a scalable profession isn't a good idea, simply because there are far too few winners in these professions. Well, these professions produce a large cemetery. The pool of starving actors is larger than the one of starving accountants, even if you assume that on average, they earn the same income.